Mr. Chair, you'll lead us off with question number five. Discussions about a community center in Galesburg have been going on for more than a year. The current council approved funding for the center through a sales tax increase and a bond issue. Do you think Churchill is the right location for a community center, and what services and programs should be in the center?
No, I do not think Churchill is the right location for a community center, and I don't agree with the process that took place. That is, I don't believe that we should have taken out bonds or raised sales tax until we had properly defined what our community needs are by consulting with all the stakeholders, including the many nonprofits and agencies, and having many and larger open forums. Churchill is a money pit. 1 month of power this winter was $11,000, and it's averaging 8,477 gallons of water per month sitting there vacant. I'm not opposed to a community center, but I think we need to do a proper assessment before we invest in any kind of a building. There's a saying in architecture, form follows function. Determine what your needs are first, and then you should make plans or take action to find a building for that sort of thing. I am not opposed to a community center, but I think we need to make sure that our essential functions are covered first. And I would also think that we should do something much more modestly in terms of the cost.
Thank you. Mr. Cox.
Well, as far as the location goes, our current city council voted, without my vote, to use the old Churchill School building. However, that could potentially change, and I think we should consider other locations depending on a needs analysis. And potentially, the old library could be considered. As Heather has alluded, what should have been our first step when considering a community center is to determine the actual needs for a community center and what would go into the community center. There's been a lot of ideas spoken about what needs to be in, but there's not been an actual needs analysis. The city survey that we commissioned did ask what should receive the most emphasis. A senior center was number one, a teen center was number two, and a one-stop location for supportive services was number three. A gymnasium was far down on the list at number 15, but we really don't know if these are the true needs of the community or not. What we do know from the survey is that almost 50% of the people think we should have spent less than $2 million, and almost three-quarters of the people think we should spend less than $5 million. So I will do my best to keep spending on the community center to what is actually needed, and I will do my best to spend the funds wisely so that in the future, if parts of the community center are no longer needed, those areas can be reused for other functions. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cheeseman.
Talk to a ton of people on both sides of this issue and try to do as much studying and research as I possibly could. In my opinion, this is how we should proceed from here. I don't believe Churchill's the place. There's too many questions, the cost, the concerns, just a lot of unknowns. They outweigh the positives here. Originally, when this process first started, I thought Churchill was a good idea. But I think, like all people, that if they have anything about them that is something that you would want to rely on and trust, is they go and take a look at things, and as new information comes their way or as more information comes their way, they change their mind. How do we proceed from here? Our citizens have told us they want this, and we need to go forward with it. But in my mind, we have to reset the process completely and do the things that have been talked about here. Who is it serving? What should go in it? How should it be designed? Is there an existing building that will work? Is a new building better? What part of our community should it be going into? And I think we need to make sure that it's in a central part of our community or toward the south side, and one that's easily has enough space and is easily gotten to, and we need to do it at a reasonable cost, a cost that doesn't put too much burden on us in all kinds of other areas. I think that this plan and all of these questions need to be answered through research, data, and through our community. Talking to all of you again, which, as I said, was my first, very first main priority, is you should be involved in all this process. And I know one thing. I think all the people here would be glad to sit down and take a look at all this again. The people that I've worked with this respect that we can talk about this and come up with a solution that will work for everyone with common ground.
Thank you. Mr. Hicks.
No, I don't think Churchill is the right location. If you paid attention to my votes in the last year, I voted against that location every single time. I'm not against a community center, and I've stated that numerous times at City Hall while we were talking about it. I just don't think an 87,000-square-foot building that was opened before you and I were born, Jay. It opened in 1957. So it's got a lot of problems with maintenance. To the question of what should go in a community center, I think I agree with my colleagues and the challengers on the other end of the table. I think there needs to be a needs assessment. We need to figure out exactly what needs to go in, and we need to do that first before what we've already done. And, you know, one of the things that I did during the debates on this was ask if we can have a public referendum if folks think we should spend $5 to $10 million on Churchill to renovate it into a community center, and that was defeated 4-3. And then I also asked for a public forum on the location, and that was defeated as well. So I think we need to go back to those two things and maybe have some discussion with our community members about where the location should be and what should be in it.
Okay, thank you. I'll repeat the question. Discussions about a community center in Galesburg have been going on for more than a year. The current council approved funding for the center through a sales tax and bond issue. Do you think Churchill Junior High is the right location for a community center, and what services and programs should the center provide? Mr. Coleman.
Thank you. I love the location, but not going to say I love the building. I think we need to do a lot more research on the building, what it's actually going to take to work. And that's only being fair, because I like to be as transparent as possible when we do things like this. I have a construction background, so I know the cost is not going to be cheap. If we get a new building and we find a different building, it's going to cost dollars. We've already agreed that it's going to happen. It's just when and where and what's going to be in it. I think our current mayor has done a great job having a public forum where people could come and discuss their ideas, the good, the bad, the ugly, on what the community center had in it. And we need to keep on as a community working together to make that work. And here's the thing. I know it's not the popular thing, but everybody needs to be involved. You can't sit and complain about something if you're not doing anything positive towards in the right direction. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's what everybody does on Facebook now. Everybody Facebook talks. No, come be part of these meetings. You know, you might have a great idea that someone here sees, and we can move forward, and it can make the community center the great thing I think it's going to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Wallace.
I think logistically it is the best. If we did a study, the mayor strategically did a study, and it's the most logistically placed building that we have access to in town. There's a lot of downside to where it's at, but we talk about putting it on the south side or where Cottonwood was, but that was never, ever zoned for, school zone or public use like the center was. The senior citizen was taken from the individuals, and they've never promised to get another senior citizen, never been given back. All sorts of services. We did a survey, 42 nonprofits, and even more at this point in time, want to share a space. We have the option to sell Churchill if we could keep part of the land or a big part of the land and build from ground up. We have options. I would like to see a board established to, you know, similar to what we had for the library of advisors. We can work with that, but then the council be the overseers of that at that point in time. I think we've got a lot of positive things going on. 0.25 cents is the drop in the bucket. For some, I have people that are on fixed incomes in my area, and they support the fact that it's an investment for our city, it's an investment for our kids. We may not be able to see it. I may not live to see it. So, but it's an investment we need to make.
Thank you. Mr. Miller.
Well, I think we have all come to the conclusion that we do need a community center. To what magnitude? That's yet to be determined. Everything is always on the north side of town. Everything. Nothing's ever, south side's forgotten. I mean, we got quiet zones for trains on the north side. I live two blocks from the train. It's terrible. But it's everything's on the north side. The city owns property down at where the nursing home was on South Fifth. It can be rezoned. It would be nice to put up a small building there. Let's, instead of having one big one, let's have a few small ones that we can maintain. We can build a 30 by 40 building for a couple $100,000, $300,000. So, I mean, it can be done. We can do it very reasonable and do it. The property that I'm talking about is right by H.T. Custer Park. We could add a little bit of parking. We're getting investing $800,000 into Custer Park. It'd be nice to add a little bit. We'd have a community room for people that's down at H.T. Custer Park. I think we need to start looking at other options than Churchill. No, I'm not for Churchill.
Thank you. Ms. Smith-Esters.
On December 5th of 2022, it was voted that Churchill would be the site of the community center. It was a 4-3 vote, so location has been determined. This was a very argumentative decision, but it was an informed one at that, despite what the opposition saying. Process involved town hall meetings, surveys, interviews dating back before the pandemic. Churchill has been talked about since 2021. It's part of our strategic plan. Having a site chosen helps with the planning. Having a gym, a kitchen, a cafeteria, having classrooms, industrial art equipment, office space. Despite the narrative being touted by the opposition, we do not have to have a minute-by-minute programming set up before we start. Look at the library. You could ask anybody that is part of the library. They do not have exactly what's happening within the library walls at this time. So I don't know why we have to have from beginning to end before we even find a place yet. That's unrealistic to me. As most programming, it will have to be fluid to address the needs as they come up. More important to focus on what we need to accomplish. What is the goals that we want? Activities for youth, for seniors, families, low cost for all, provided services to feed people. We have a collection of service agencies interested in space and are offering services. So we have a plan. Thank you. That was quick.